Hello, provider's office.
Hi, this is Carol from Dr. Aga's office. Is Nimish there, please?
Nimish, please hold the line and let me check that.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much.
The number here.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, you're calling from the provider's office?
Yes, Dr. Aga's office.
Doctor? Aga.
Aga. Mm-hmm.
Okay, just a second, please. Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, please. Thank you so much for holding the line. I'm transferring this call to Nimish, right?
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, Nimish. This is Carol with Dr. Aga's office.
Hey, Carol. How are you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. I wonder if you could look at something with me, please. It's a payment that was posted on August 19th. And let me give you the patient's name or ID number. It would be good. This would be his account number to be 52690. 52690.
Okay, just a moment.
Sure, sure.
Okay, and is this for which data service?
6-9.
Okay, yeah, I think.
Okay, so on the 19th of August, a payment of $12,240 on the J0717.
Yes, I see that. Yeah, I think this is I think this is just last Wednesday, I think, I suppose.
Right. So
yeah,
that
so
is not
I think
the correct amount.
Yeah,
so
yeah, I understand that. Yeah.
We looked at the EOB. You can see that that's not how much was paid at all. That's not. So it should have been. It says that's 12,000 and some. The whole total amount that they paid on that data service on both codes, 6,196.81.
Okay, so I think there was some correction done on this claim, I suppose. And this was reprocessed based on the correct claim that was submitted. And yeah, I understand that the payment is incorrectly posted. I got that. That is
okay.
Incorrectly done. That needs to be corrected.
Okay.
I just need to go back and check the EOB if that is actually a payment done once or twice.
Looking at the EOB, and it's actually
Yeah, I think there is just one payment and there is a one readjustment, readjusted on the initial balance. Yeah, so that is just one payment for $6,195.60.
Actually, it's $6,196.81.
Oh, I think the EOB that I show on my end, that suggests me the payment of $6,195.60. And the other one, yeah, the other one states
okay,
that
so
something different.
Okay, all right, so the whole total of the EOB is $31,215.35?
Yes.
Okay, and there are three other patients that they're paying on, so if we back those amounts out, the balance
correct,
it would be $6,196.81.
Okay.
So that looks like what they are paying on this patient.
Okay. So I think there might be an issue with regards to, okay, I got it. So what happened is that the initially the code 96401 was billed for one unit only.
Right,
and
that, yeah.
Yeah, so after that, yeah. Yeah, so there is a difference actually. Okay, I got it now. Okay, yeah. There's a difference, I think, that needs to be corrected and needs to be reposted with the correct amount. I will have this rectified. It will be done by tomorrow since the posting department has left. So I will get this done by tomorrow. Okay?
That would be fine. If you could email me and let me know, because I have to send them a refund.
A refund? I think the refund might be already taken from this. Because I think the information that states on the EOB, there should not be any refund because there are two entries on that one.
But if you look at the EOB, they're taking one of them back.
Yeah, so actually if you just look at the EOB, I am taking the EOB on my end. So there are two, one positive amount for 6,270 and one negative amount. And there is
yeah,
one other amount as well. So I don't think there is any refund that needs to be done on that. I don't think so there is any refund on that. Because if you see at the bottom of the page, there is two amount for same amount, 6,270 positive and 6,270 negative.
Right. I do see that. I do see that. But you also have an entry on July 9th. So you have on July 9th.
Okay, yeah,
August
that might
12th,
be the one.
Yeah, July 9th and then again August 12th.
Okay, yeah,
and then,
yeah.
Then on the same day, August 12th, you have a minus, a debit amount of $380 and $6,120. So they kind of
okay,
out one another, if you know what I'm saying. They just
okay, so I think there will be a credit amount on this one and after that you can refund.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you'll email me and let me know, and I will go ahead and send the email tomorrow.
Okay, that's fine. I will send you by tomorrow morning. You should have on your end. By tomorrow morning on your end, you should have the email. Okay. No problem, no problem. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, have a nice day. Bye.